This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lindell Report. I'm looking over here on Facebook. We got 22 people on Facebook. Wow, shame on you, Mr. Suckabuck. Him and Alan Duke. That's quite a show they're running over there. So everybody get on over to Frank Social. Get to Frank Social, our new social media site right here with Frank Speech. Get it at the App Store and start communicating. That's unbelievable. I can't believe that. 27. Woo! Hey, Brandon.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, we just ran the new copy commercial. Everybody, by the way, everybody, it's been a huge success. This help you can support us here. It's been since launching Friday. It's I've actually had to call and put in another order. We're going to get the other order. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Have you tried it?
Are you kidding? Tried it. All the guys in the control room tried it. We've tried the light. We've tried the medium. We
look
love
at it.
And
you're not jittery.
No, I'm not jittery. I've had like 4 cups already.
That's awesome. Me too. I've had more than 4, though.
Yep, we got ground.
Now, be honest. What do you think of it?
There's no burnt taste. It does have kind of a chocolatey. I don't know how to say it. I like it.
I mean, how do you like it compared? Are you a coffee drinker?
Yeah, I are you kidding? Yeah. And I think the brand that will remain nameless has a little bit of a burnt taste to it, no doubt about it. And this does not. Absolutely does not.
So you like this better?
Oh yeah, I mean this is what we're going to be drinking. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's organic because my wife has told me for years she doesn't like how much coffee I drink because she says coffee, and she's researched it, is the most heavily sprayed crop. And she says, I just don't like you drinking that much coffee knowing it's so heavily sprayed. So she says, right. I think the whole organic thing not being sprayed is just a huge, huge bonus.
Right. I was thinking I was going to come on. You're going, it's the best coffee ever.
It is very.
Everybody, this is as excited as Brandon gets.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm not right. really. Yeah, let exactly.
Me,
I'm
let
not.
Me see, let me see your dog there. He loves his dog bed. I know that.
She's asleep. She's asleep on her dog bed. There she is, right there. She's curled up.
There we go. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. If that's but anyway, that the. I just tell everybody all that other stuff's a bonus. Here, it's kind of like this with MyPillow. Let me tell you, back in the day with MyPillow, I'm going, I'd be at a show and they're going, you know, you can wash and dry it. It's made in the USA. It's a 10-year warranty, 60-day money back guarantee. It keeps you cool, all this stuff. And you're telling them all that. And I'm going, but if it doesn't help you sleep, get the best night's sleep ever. All those stuffs are just, those things are bonuses.
Right.
So with MyPillow, it's the best sleeping device in history. And all the other things are bonuses. So what I'm saying with my coffee, everybody, it's the best tasting coffee I've ever had in my life. And all the other things, family owned and operated, the certified organic, the non-GMO, the 100% Arabica, whatever that means. I still don't know what that means.
Me
but
neither.
It's a good,
me neither.
It's a coffee crop. Yeah, so that's good. My assistant here, Caitlin, says it's very good.
Thing. She's smart. She's smart.
And then the price points, get 25% off using Coffee 77. Those are bonuses, Brandon. It's the best tasting coffee you're ever going to drink.
It is. Absolutely. And I'm telling you, the guys in the control room, they were stoked when they saw it show up today. They immediately
And you know what's, you know, for me, I drink coffee. I'll drink it for the caffeine. I'm going to be honest. So I'm going.
Why, yeah, exactly. Why would you drink coffee? Was it for the caffeine, right?
Well, no, that's what I used to think. But now, like, if I didn't want that, let's say it's 6 o'clock or whatever, at night or whatever, I'm not going to have a cup of coffee. You know, I like the taste of pop it or whatever.
Right.
But this coffee tastes so good, I actually could think about drinking decaf just for the taste. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
That's weird for me. And we had people in our office that always disguise it. They mask it with cream or sugar and all this stuff. We had them try it with just black, okay? And they're going, wow, it doesn't have that bitter. They didn't like the aftertaste of coffees. Yep. And what these guys told me when they developed the coffee, and I looked at, you know, I went through their whole operation. They were telling me things. And one of the things they told me is your big coffee chains, you know, one starts with an S and, you know, and one starts, I think, with a C and all these, but these big chains, you know, I'm not going to get sued tonight, Brandon. These big chains, they actually do overcook and burn their beans. So that, you know, they said burn, but they cook them to the max at these high temperatures so that they're all the same. In other words, you're going to get the same cup of coffee on this day as the next week, but it's never going to be where you have go, wow, this tastes a lot better today than it did the other day. It's all going to be the same, but it's all in their minds and in my mind, you've ruined it, what a coffee could be.
Right,
right,
right, right.
This is what a coffee could be. I couldn't even believe it. It was that different. When I try coffees all over this country, I'm in so many hotel rooms and I try, you know, oh, this one's good, this one's bad. I've actually had, you know, came back to my office, said, I want you to get this coffee, you know, and I'll switch until I get the next one that's even better than that. This one here, I actually was in my office and they make different coffees every day. People send stuff in, you know. And these entrepreneurs for my store. This came about with mystore.com. And I tried it, and I actually said, what is this? All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. Bring me the coffee. Bring me the guy that made the coffee, that made the, you know. And that's really how it, you know, it happened. And that's all. A lot of the stuff happened in my pillow or in my office here anyway. And it's also, I will stop everything for if there's something that I'm going that I can see opportunity or a deviation, bad or good. We all know that. This was a deviation. The coffee tasted good. I'm going, wait a minute, hold on, let's find out why, you know. And I thought it was just me that day. And I'm going, then I kept trying. I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Then they tried to trick me, you know. Here, take another one of your coffee cup. And seriously, they do this stuff to me here, Brandon.
Yeah. Well, we got it. We love it. People should try
it. It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. But I want to tell everyone then, you get it at mystore.com and mystore.com exclusively. You got to go to mystore.com, not my pillow, not the Frank's Beach store here, mystore.com. And by the way, we're making some big changes here at Frank's Beach. It's going to be very easy for you all to navigate the app, both on the app and on the, let's see if they've got it done. They don't, but it's going to be, I'd say no later than tomorrow. And you're going to have a very easy menu where you scroll over the 1 through 10 that we have on there now will actually be a menu. It's like a video menu. You're seeing these videos going, okay, here's the Cause of America. Here's my store. Here's, Lindell Legal Offense Fund. Here's the Lindell Recovery Network. By the way, the Lindell Recovery Network.org, if you have anybody addiction, send them there. I just got, just in the last 3 days, I've had people, Brandon, mail, send me letters. I read all the letters in my office. And this one girl, she was like 9 years old, and she said, she sent me this letter thanking me that her dad went through the Lindell Recovery Network, the free online. And she goes, you brought my daddy back. It brought tears
wow.
to my eye. And
wow.
I'm not going to put her names out there or anything, but it was just so, so amazing that, you know, and then she thanked me for what I was doing with the country. I want to thank you for helping to save our country. And I was just almost in tears. You know, this is what I get, a lot of letters from children saying the same thing. It's not, it used to be, I love my pillow, I love the, you know, seeing on TV the jingle and all these things, and now these kids are sending in, thanks for helping save our country, thanks for, you know, thanks for all you do, you know, these things that just, And those are children, you know, but, you know, I'm talking, you know, 7 years old to 18,
right,
children sending these letters in, and you know, which is really encourages me. It keeps me, you know, all the, and I see people all the time, everywhere I go. I was on the phone today with one of my favorite journalists calling me and using up a half hour of my time. This guy's, oh, he's all right. He's very straightforward, and he, and I gave him about a half hour of my time today. But one of the things we talked about is I just couldn't, you know, he's an older gentleman too. And I said, you know, you've been around so long. I said, why aren't you writing about where our country's at? What's going on? Why is everybody protecting, you know, machine companies and protecting this? They're not, you know, they're not really protecting. I did find that, you know, a lot of them are attacking that. Even the left, your CNNs are making comments about this administration and what Biden's doing. But I think they've got to open up their eyes and see that, you know what, this isn't going to end, everybody. This is just a masquerade here, a charade that this evil is behind. I don't care what's in office right now. This, you're going to lose your country forever. It's we were writing about the summit we have coming up, the Moment of Truth Summit. I was telling this journalist about this, and I said, he goes, well, what are people going to get out of that? I said, what they're going to get out of it is, if we don't get rid of, we have one shot in history to get rid of these machines. And if we don't, you know, I've had people I've been on the phone with, Brandon, like the Venezuela underground, Australia, and they're in tears going, we've lost our country forever because the people in charge are never going to vote out the voting machines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're never going to, that's how they got selected. They're not going to go, oh, and that's what, let me tell you, everybody, you need a different input to get a different output. You know, that's just the way it is. This input that we have with the machines, we even had ES&S machines said in a Senate hearing about 3 weeks ago, said every single machine is vulnerable. Every single device, I don't care if it's your Apple phone, I don't care if it's your Samsung phone, I don't care if it's your laptop, I don't care if it's a voting machine. They said this in court, this is ES&S, or in this hearing. This is the owners, a couple of the owners from ES&S, one of the biggest voting companies in this country out of Omaha, Nebraska. They're trying to sell their machines. And what do they say? You know, all machines can be hacked. They're all vulnerable. Well, you're going to bet your country. You're going to bet everything you have on it. This isn't, well, I'm going to put some good protection on it. I'm going to put some antivirus, anti-attack. I'm going to buy the newest and greatest models. You know, but it doesn't matter. The bad guys over here, or the bad guys that built them. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where the bad people, the evil is in the loop. One penetration and it's bye-bye country. It's over forever. You don't get a redo. You don't get to do this over, everybody. We are in it right now. This is it. We are living it. Whether it went from November 3rd, November 4th, all the way to where we're at now, or whether it started before that, they did start before that. It was a buildup, and they're going, okay, now. They practiced on countries like Venezuela. They took them in 2 years. Countries like Australia, gone, you know, and they're going, come on, Mike. You know, well, wait till you see all this stuff, everybody. When we do the Moment of Truth Summit, which is August 20th and 21st, August 20 and 21st, it's going to be the biggest scene event, the most important event you will ever watch. Your job out there, everybody, everyone, is spread the word about this and watch every minute of it, every minute of it. Right now, you should be blocking that weekend off on your calendar and telling every friend, every family member, everyone you know. Every single person you know. Brandon, put it up on the screen there. I want to show it one more time here.
Frank's speech?
No, yeah, put it up. Put it. You can go to Frank's speech, everybody. Send everybody there. You're going to see the Moment of Truth Summit. There it is. Blow it up. One of the most important events in our country's history. It'll be live stream on Frank's speech right here on Lindell TV to the world. 2 days in a row from 9 to 9. If you miss it during the day, we're going to flip it on its head. It'll be 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Exactly what went down 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Both days. Now, I'm hoping that journalists that are watching right now, like Cheryl and the gang, you guys are watching right now. I you know what? Even Zach, even though you're not invited, Zachary, would you please bash me tonight? Bash me and put in there the dates of this event. We know we're up against with Fox and Newsmax. We know we're up against that. I did reach out to, I won't name no names, but I reached out to Salem Media today to say, hey, we are going to have this event. We would pray that you will, that you guys will put it out there, get the word out. And because, you know, they got canceled too with 2,000 meals.
Yep.
You know, what a shock to Salem Media when they blocked anyone from talking about machines. Okay. But yet when they went to Fox and Newsmax, they were blocked just to talk about the election, period, weren't they?
Right, they sure were.
They brought government cameras, everybody, showing felonies being committed, and Fox and Newsmax do not want to tell you that. This is what our goal is. This reporter asked me on the phone this afternoon, he said, what do you hope to get out of this? And I said, what I hope to get out of it is that everyone in the world watches, that everybody is educated. Because once you know what we know, and once you see what we've seen, you will never, ever, ever, ever want to see a machine used in an election anywhere in the world. We will all know why these countries have been taken over when everyone's going, why would anybody vote for a dictator? Why would anybody vote for communism? Why would anybody vote for socialism? They did. They were selected. Our country didn't turn into a bunch of communists and a bunch of, oh, this is what we want overnight. No, they were selected, Brandon. I go around all over the country. Maybe, you know, there was a lot of brainwashed people over here, a lot of brainwashed people that through our colleges and our horrible media. But you know what? When bad things are happening to everybody right now, their eyes are getting open going, hey, this is not good. This is not good. And you know what, everybody? When the lights go out, if we don't get rid of these voting machines, it's over. It's over. So anybody out there that says, you know what? I wish I would have watched those 2 days in August, August 20th and 21st of 2022. I wish I would have watched. The history will be written if we all know how it ends. God wins. We all know how it ends. But, you know, we don't know from now to then how much grace he's going to give us, how much, you know, how much of this revival is going to happen. Are things going to have to get worse? Well, I'll tell you what, if we don't get rid of the machines, it's over. Then it's just a, and it's not, let's gradually go down. It's, you fall off a cliff. We've already seen that, Brandon. In a year and a half, everybody, Do you think a normal party would go in there and do what they've done?
No.
No. It's destruction of our country, of small business, of people, of the American dream. We are at an apex in history that like no other time in world history. The whole world is watching. If you're watching, I'm getting on Facebook here from New Zealand, from Australia, from all over the world. They're watching on Facebook. The few people they're letting on. They're only letting 100 people on today, Brandon. Once again, we're right over target, and this is what they don't want you to hear, everybody. They don't want anybody to be watching on August 20th and 21st. This changes everything, everybody. This is the most important event you will ever put on your calendar to watch. It's invite only. A lot of you out there that haven't got your invites yet, we are sending them out in waves. We're sending them out in waves because as we send out some, we're getting so we everybody's signing up. It's we're sending them to, and we we're hoping to get, you know, get them all out by, you know, within a week here. We keep thinking of more and more people that I want there. We want the people out there that are going to have a voice, that are going to, you know, every day they're going to talk about it on their channels, on their podcasts. Every day, don't forget this event to watch. Don't forget this event to watch. The Moment of Truth Summit, don't forget this event. Every day, every single person that's watching this show, you wake up, you want to do something to help me and help our country and help what we're all doing out here. Other people at Cause of America, I just talked to all them. Brand, I did a call two nights ago around the country. In fact, we're going to have one of them on here shortly. It's Peggy. I forget her last name here. Peggy Hubbard, I believe. Yeah, Peggy Hubbard. Wait till you hear her story, Brandon. Wait till you hear her story. She was on my call. Was it two nights ago? It was last night. The nights run together. A day seems like a minute. A week seems like a day. A day seems like a second. You know. But anyway, she. I was on this call. And this is all 50 states, thousands, I don't know how many were on the phone, and they hundreds, thousands, I don't know. It was a massive call out to all 50 states, and I started taking questions, and there are questions going, and what's happening, and they're telling me what happened to them in their primaries, a few of them. This is, wait to hear from Peggy, this Peggy Hubbard. She started telling her story. I was just with her at the Trump rally in Illinois. And we were running through this thunderstorm together, taking pictures. And she's telling me she's running and she's this huge favorite. And well, I'll let her tell the story, what happened. And you guys, this is like, remember that Democrat I told you about a couple months ago that got zero votes in her own precinct?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. And I believe Peggy told me she's a former police officer. She worked for the IRS. She was an IRS auditor. Worked for the IRS, I guess. She worked for the elections. And what did they do? Wait till you hear this story. I mean, this is happening all around our country.
Wow.
These are Republican primaries, everybody. They pick you, the people that are running now, that have the people's back. This entity, this evil, goes, let's see, this person will have the people's back. Nope, we can't let that person win. It's selection, everybody, not election. It's selection, not election. We have to get rid of these machines. We don't have a choice. This is Armageddon. This will be Armageddon of the American dream, of our society as we know it. It will be gone forever, not just here, but worldwide. Everybody's watching this. This is the last hill. This is it. Remember when Ronald Reagan said that? You know, what do we say? United States, a beacon on a hill, a light on a hill or whatever. When the lights go out here, they go out everywhere.
Yep.
If they go out here.
Yep.
It's a big F, everybody. Remember, this is all on God's timing and plan. And we are so blessed to have all the tools. But we have to have, well, what are we doing with them tools? We're getting rid of the voting machines. And then you know what? Then you vote your country back in. You can vote your country back in. If you lose your elections, everything else doesn't matter. When you lose elections, Brandon, everything that you vote for after that doesn't mean anything. Everything that these people vote for in Congress or in the Senate or at the White, you know, everything, if those people were selected, everything you and I want is, it's gone forever. And what do they call that? Isn't there a name for that? What is that? Is that Nazism, communism? What is it?
Well, right now we have a combination of fascism, big government, big business. So big government, big tech merging together. That would be fascism. And then some of the folks are Marxists. So we got, and they're working together.
They're all bad, right? It's all bad.
All bad. It all ends in the same place. Like, it all ends in the same place.
And how is that ever going to change? It changes when you have bad things going bad. And usually an election will change that because people go, hey, I don't want the way things are run.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But it's not just the way things are run. People don't like what things here manifest to in their lives. You know, with the things, the decisions, kind of like when Donald Trump was in power, he made decisions in spite of all the attacks that manifested, whether you liked them or not, to December of 2019, December of 2019, which was Merry Christmas. That was that month, the highest consumer confidence ever. Everybody's life, if you talk to, had improved somewhat. If you wanted to work, here's your job. If you wanted it was amazing. But those were because of political decisions that were made by one guy and people around him that made these decisions, and a government that made decisions to help the people, and they know it. All people, not just their party, or not just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now if people can't see, if they think that this is a normal party in power, they're wrong. No party. You can look at all, you could go back, you know, go back decades and you look at any regimes over the, you know, any governments in power around the world, and you can look and say, okay, when this one got into power and they're not for the people, how did they get there? And why don't they get voted out of office, right? I mean, gee, they have elections, but they never get voted out of office. And people can't stand it because it's because their country's decimated, or nobody on either side, if it's two sides of a, or two parties make it. The reason they can't is because of who's count. Someone said it. It's who counts the votes. Well, you got a button on the machine that goes, eh. This is what we say, who we say wins, and that's where we're at. And it's people wonder, I'm going to watch Mike's show. He's going to talk about the same thing, and because right now there is only one thing. Until we get rid of that thing, we're going to lose it all. And there's going to be a lot of things that it's going to manifest to. That August 20th and 21st will be the most, like I say, the most important shows or event you will ever watch in history, ever. I mean, this is so important, everybody. Not just for what you're going to find out, what you're going to see, but to get the word out. People that don't know. And so now you have one job in the next 30 days to tell every single person about those 2 days. Mm-hmm. You guys all got the word out for absolute proof against all odds. We had no outlets to do it. 150 million people watched that movie in 3 days.
Wow.
It was historical, Brandon. Wow. So,
anyway, I think our guest is with us, right, Logan? Oh, she hasn't joined yet? All right.
Okay, why don't you run that coffee commercial while you're she's setting her up. I want to see that for everybody. This is just the raw version.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, my coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get my coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right.
Well, and that's the raw version. We always like to test things here, but we've got all the colors and stuff will be made for TV and a different song. I didn't like the song in the background. I'm very particular about stuff like that, Brandon.
I know.
Yeah, but that's why we have the best coffee ever known. So everybody. And by the way, before Peggy comes on, you guys, when you go to mystore.com, you're supporting entrepreneurs. It's my new platform. Like, think of it as a small Amazon right now. This is what Jimmy Kimmel made fun of last year. Remember, everybody.
Yep.
I want you to go there. It's built now. You put in your category, just like you would on Amazon. All these U.S. entrepreneurs and or USA-made products, it's just an array. You get to hear their stories, how they, you know, some of them were the trials and tribulations they had to go through. And some of them, you know, and they said, you know, they had this great product, but they couldn't. They put it on Amazon, maybe got copied by China, or they went out and they in the show market and they did shows, and someone would copy them there, like Walmart, copy them, and it would show up in Walmart. There's my product. Oh, did I just badmouth Walmart? Oh, I'm sorry. You know, they've copied probably more products than everyone they've ever got patents on by accident. They have over 10,000 vendors over in China. I mean, that's what it says on their website. It's disgusting. By the way, everybody, I am not on Walmart.com. And I will tell you, Brandon, they actually sent me, this is one of my VPs came in yesterday. If I wanted to add that to get, we're adding products to 2023 this spring. So obviously this salesman didn't get the memo that they've been canceled. And I said, Brad, go call him up. I said, she obviously didn't get the memo. We are canceled. They don't want MyPillow to make it. They want to keep us down. So Mike Lindell can't spend money to try and stop the biggest crime in history of losing our country. So,
wow. But,
so is Peggy there yet, Logan?
We got Peggy, Logan? She's there. We're just making sure she's lined up and got her audio working.
Okay. Well, Brandon, let me give you, you can ask questions. You're good at those questions, but I'll let you do the interview and I'll chime in. How's that?
That sounds good. Yeah. By the way, we're getting reports tonight. You guys don't need to show my screen. I'll just tell it. We're getting reports tonight. U.S. Senator from Wyoming warns ranchers across Wyoming are facing a harsh reality. Diesel prices are so high that some crops aren't even worth harvesting. And she says this will have long-term impact on food prices. Isn't that, that's just
yeah,
horrible.
This is, they're trying to destroy our country.
Yep.
And they're going to continue. Remember, we said, okay, let's get great politicians put in that have the people's back. Red wave in the 2022, just like, oh, blue wave, red wave, blue yep. wave, red wave. You guys, that ain't the game anymore. That was the old game they were playing, the Uniparty. We know about the Uniparty and the deep state. But then they said, you know what? You had another entity come in. Add China to this. And add a party that doesn't care if they win right. or how they win. You add the Democrat Party to it, and you have this toxicity, if that's a right word, this
toxicity.
Evil,
yep.
this evil that combines against us. That's what we're up. And it's not a divided country. It's 99.9% of people are good in this country against that minor percent that's evil. But the evil controls all of these. The media, they control so much of our lives. That's why it's not an easy task to get this out. We have to break free with our voice.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're going to hear from Peggy here, her story what they did and her background and what they did to her. This is impossible, everybody. And there's stories like this right now in almost every state that there's been a primary. You know, wow. I mean, it's just incredible.
And I think Peggy's with us now. Peggy, welcome to the Lindell Report with Mike Lindell, Peggy.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm very honored. Thank you.
Yeah, Peggy, I was telling the audience last night when I was on the call to the country, and as soon as you got on, started telling your story, I go, wait a minute here. I got to have you on my show. Why don't you backtrack? I know we met at the rally in Illinois, about a month ago, 3-4 weeks ago, in a thunderstorm. Can you tell everyone what you ran for? What to kind of give us your story like you did last night?
Well, I am a retired police officer. I worked for the IRS for 17 years. I was one of their top instructors in the Midwest, and I raised 6 children. I am married to a police officer of 33 years. My husband was in Ferguson. My husband was shot in the line of duty by a Black Lives Matter activist and survived, thank God. We became Republicans because of Ferguson. And I finally got my eyes opened with the Democratic Party, and I saw them as they were the party of my oppression. They were not helping me as a Black American. So my eyes were open during Ferguson. And I became a Republican. I saw President Trump come down off the escalator. And I was like, wow, this man is going to turn this country around. He's not a politician. So I threw myself into our Republican Party here in Illinois. I became an election judge, a poll watcher, training people how to be poll watchers and election judges. And then the opportunity came up to run for office. Now, the first time I ran in a primary against Dick Durbin, and I lost that primary to another candidate. So fast forward 2 years, and Tammy Duckworth. Now, mind you, Tammy is a woman. Well, with the Democrats, we think she's a woman. With them, you never know. And her being a woman, a minority, and a veteran, I thought it was perfect for me to run because I am a Navy veteran. I am a pro-lifer. I am Second Amendment. I'm NRA, GOA, Illinois Rifles Association, a retired police officer, mother of 6, grandmother of 22,
wow,
married to my husband of 33 years, and I ride a Harley. So what is not to love? I mean, the whole gamut. And being a veteran and taking on Tammy and me being a veteran, her being a veteran, both women, both minorities, it's the perfect matchup. So I decided, okay, I'm going to run and do this race. And it was a total of 8 of us in this race. One of the women that I was running against, we found out she was cheating and I had her taken off the ballot. She never made the ballot because her petitions were very sketchy. So now it was 8 of us, 7 of us rather. It was myself, and at the last minute, 4 days before the petitions were due, the Illinois GOP went and got this woman. They paid for her petitions at $7.31 a signature.
Wow.
They got all of these organizations, 19 of them, to go out and get her signatures. Now, mind you, they didn't do this for any of the other opponents that I was in the race with. They only did it with her. So they got her on the ballot 5 days after the petitions were due. She gets on the ballot, and within 5 days, she had received 7 endorsements. Never went before any of the groups, never campaigned, never showed up for debates, never showed up for forums. She was just a ghost. And
I want to ask something. Okay, is that legal? You can go buy people's vote or buy a petition?
Yes. In Illinois, yes.
Wow.
It's
wow.
quite common. With the well-to-do candidates, and she's rich, yes, they pay, some of them pay, Democrats pay as high as J.B. Pritzker has actually paid up to $15 a signature.
Wow.
Yeah, they do this. This is legal in Illinois, and it should be outlawed because it's not fair.
No, it's
so
not.
She gets on the ballot, and less than, she was only on the ballot for, in the race for 3 months, rather. She was on the race for 3 months. Now, mind you, I was running for a year and a half. I have covered all 102 counties. I have traveled over 108,739 miles in a 2008 Toyota Camry with over 300,000 miles. This woman gets into our race. Nobody's seen her. Nobody's heard from her. She has not campaigned. And right before the primary, she racks up over 21 endorsements. None of us went before these organizations or groups to be vetted by these organizations. They all gave them to her sight unseen. And the kicker about this, Mike, is her husband ran for Senate against Dick Durbin. He is not allowed to run for any federal, state, or local office because he got caught actually cheating. So here's the race. You got myself and her. Her name is Kathy Salvi. She is a never Trumper. She hates our president, hates what he stands for. She told me this personally when I ran in the first race that she did not support our president. So here she is in the race, and they did four national polls. I was number one in all the polls, even the poll that said that President Trump was going to win. They did my poll as well, and they had me in the lead, and I had a nice lead. The night of the primary, we find out that not only were the polls were still open up in Chicago past 8 p.m. The polls are supposed to close at 7. Chicago got a special court order for the polls to remain open till 8 p.m. in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
And she ended up winning. She did not campaign. She was never seen. She got over 21 endorsements, did not travel, did not give interviews. She was pretty much the Joe Biden of a candidate. And the Illinois GOP put her in my race.
They backed her. Yeah, didn't you say, too, that they, when we talk about machines, didn't you say they shut down the machines for?
Yes.
Yes, so tell us about that.
What happened in Chicago, what happened in Champaign, what happened also in Kane County, we found out that the machines went down for over an hour and a half.
What?
And then the machines came back up online, and it was a huge dump in her favor.
I like when you say they came back up online. I thought they weren't supposed to be online.
Yeah. And they were, it was a huge, and I was starting to win. And then all of a sudden, I was maybe 10,000 votes away from beating her. Machines went down, came back up. And all of a sudden, I lost.
Wow. And that's a common story. Impossible odds. It's bad enough, you know, it's what I tell everyone about, the machines have to go. We have enough, call it organic cheating, cheating, and you know, it's another example of a GOP. We have the same thing in Minnesota here, where they did the same thing, only they did it at the endorsement level with my my attorney, Doug Wardlow, who said, you know what, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to keep running, which he is. I just talked to him before I came on. I was telling him a little bit about you, Peggy, because remember I told you last night,
yeah,
he did the same thing you did. He went to every single county in Minnesota. I said, I got a record. I broke your record, Doug. And I didn't know your mileage going around the state, but I mean,
yeah,
you talk about dedication and the word getting out. It's like, there, you know, in a, I would say with no cheating, you probably won 90%. You know, I mean, that's when you talk to, it's one of those things you talk to people on the ground. I want to tell everyone, you know, back in Antrim County, Michigan, when the only judge in the United States, other than the one on this Thursday, a judge in Arizona has agreed to look at evidence. This is huge, everybody. This is this will go down in history. That's the first judge, and then I believe they're all going to start looking at. But if you go back in time, you go back to a year and a half ago in Antrim County, Michigan, the only other judge that ever looked at the evidence, ever, and all, yeah, you journalists out there that are watching, ever, okay? Every other judge said, I don't want to see it. If you don't look at it, you don't have to make a decision against your morals and go and lie. You know, you can kick the can. So in Antrim County, Michigan, that's one county in Michigan, 15,000 voters, and it's normally 75% Republican, and Donald Trump gets 25% of the vote in that county, and they're sitting around the coffee table the next day going, all right, who voted for Biden? And they couldn't find anyone. And I would bet if you went around Illinois, you probably couldn't find anyone that actually voted for that gal. I'll bet you anything. No. You know, I don't care. You know, you know what I believe? I believe those endorsements, okay? Those endorsements, you know what people say about endorsements when you hear about all these little endorsements? Whoop-de-doo. Nowadays, it's like, you know what? Donald Trump's endorsement matters because he's got something behind it, okay?
Right.
But all these other endorsements, and the old GOP endorsement, all these other endorsements, do you think that manifested to all those votes for her? No. That was just a charade so they can cheat in the machines. They can cheat you. However they did it, they cheated you. And then the public goes, well, you know, of course she won. Look at all the endorsements she had. You follow me? They needed that tool to trick the public. So they're going, you know, like they did to Tina Peters in Colorado. What did they do there? She had a 53%. She was up so much in all the polls. And all of a sudden they brought in a third candidate that this guy, nobody had heard about him. He had 200 likes on Facebook, raised zero money. And all of a sudden, boom, he gets 170,000 votes. Nobody's heard of the guy. And then Pam Anderson, whatever, that she, the suckabuck choice, the GOP's choice of Colorado. So they put this person in, and now everyone's going, well, it's because Tina Peters had this happen and this happen, and that other guy, boy, you know, it was a three-way race. It was just a disguise, because if that guy wouldn't have been there, Tina, the polls were so huge that their cheat would have, the public would have stuck out like a sore thumb. They would have had to use all these excuses. I really believe that this is, you know, things like that, they have to have the media, they have to have the big disguise and go, how are we going to disguise this one? Well, let's get 21 endorsements. You know, endorsements what? I mean, this and that, and you wonder the moral compass of the people that all did these endorsements of these groups. Where is their moral compass? Where is their, you know, where is it right that you can buy petitions like that? I've never heard of that. Is this
you
Illinois?
You can buy petitions. You can buy petitions. And Mike, make it so bad. I am pro-life. I became pregnant in the Navy, and I had a choice to have an abortion or get out of the Navy in disgrace and have my baby. Well, I chose to have an abortion. I was young. I was in love. I thought I was going to marry this guy. He didn't want me, and his family didn't want me because I was Black. So I chose to have an abortion. If you don't want me, I don't want your baby. And I went to the abortion clinic, and I told this to all the groups in Illinois, the pro-life groups, told them my story. I was on the table. I was about to have the abortion. Then I saw my baby on the monitor, and then I heard my baby's heartbeat. I jumped off the table and ran for my child's life. I became pro-life. God spoke to me that day.
Wow.
And I ran. And I told this story to all the pro-lifers groups in Chicago. Guess who they gave the endorsement to? They gave it to her.
Wow.
Because she wrote a check.
Because she wrote a check.
She wrote Brandon, a check.
Brandon, what do you think of this? These are stories like this all over the country. I mean, where do you think your country's gone, Brandon?
This is like a phantom candidate.
She is.
Yeah. Doing this. Everybody, I told Peggy last night, and I will say this to all, you know, all like your, you know, it might not happen where you get, I know you're going to dig in, Peggy, like we have, we're digging into Tina Peters. We've got Garland Favorito, that group down in Florida, digging into all the corruption down there that just happened, everybody, in these primaries. This just happened. This is a lot, the old parties that happened in a Democrat
our
group.
Our own party.
Yeah,
Our own party is doing this to us.
Our own party. But it happened. This is an example, too. It happened over here with the machines with three Democrats. You know, you talk about the crossover of the Uniparty. What I've said, Peggy, is you have the Democrats warned us of the machines, but now they're on the side of the biggest fix, the biggest crime in history. So they don't care. They don't care. Yeah. And you got all, if you heard me before you came on, you have all these evils combining into this. It's manifested into the 2020 election and beyond, in all elections that will follow that. If we don't get rid of the machines, our country, the American dream, is gone forever. Now, I will say this. What happened to you, and you're going to be invited to our big event, the August 20th and 21st. All these stories, everybody, from every state, every politician, they need to be told, because it happened. It didn't just happen in the 2020 election. They're all in now. They are stealing our country, and they're going for it. We had one chance. We're going, do you think, everybody, our legislatures, that they did, all those legislatures that turned their back on us, that were cowards, either cowards, compromised, or had personal agendas in all those swing states, they all let us down. They had blockers like Robin Voss and company, the terrible blockers in our own party, crooks
in
like
our own
Brad
party.
Rassenberger in our own party, criminals like Brad Rassenberger in our own party. Now, you have all of that happening. They let us down. We're going around. We're going to get great politicians like Peggy that would have our country, have our people's back. Yeah. All people. Yeah. It doesn't matter the party. Oh. Decisions that would be made to help all people. And you know what? They're stealing that from you right before your eyes, everybody. So when we get down to this fall, and this fall comes, and all the things are going to happen between now and our event, and then from then to the election, all these things are pieces of a puzzle going, everyone looking at that. Your story tonight, Peggy, and your story as you go, I know you're going after it to uncover the truth and to get rid of, and to uncover the crime. But people seeing this, it's opening people's eyes. Just like you can say on you, what opened your eyes back in Ferguson, that opened your eyes. Now, that was opening your eyes to a party. People need to open their eyes to the evil that's took over our country and that's coming. This is not just the Democrat Party. This is part of the Republican Party. This is the Chinese. This is China. I know this for a fact, the CCP. This is stuff that is coming into our country, into our colleges, taking God out of our schools. These are teachers' unions that have destroyed our schools, put God out, taking God out of our country, a nation that turned its back on God. And
Mike, let me tell you, I've campaigned hard. I mean, I took a page from our great president's playbook, and I watched this man go to three cities, three states in one day and campaign. And I did the same thing. I went throughout this whole entire state. Mike, I slept in my truck in a cornfield. I walked the streets on the south side of Chicago, gang-infested territory. I was the only Republican that had the nerves, the audacity, the balls, rather, to go into the bad parts of Chicago and talk to the Black community. And you know what the Black community told me when I got there? What took you so long? We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for someone right. like you with right. a voice that's going to stand up and fight for us.
Right.
And the Republican Party did not like me doing that at all.
Right.
They did not want me to reach out to minorities. So they went and got this woman. And I guarantee that Tammy Duckworth is going to beat this woman because she has nothing. And that's what our Republican Party of Illinois wants. They want someone that they can put in the race and say, we tried, and they're going to give Tammy Duckworth another 6 years when they had a cop, a former cop, a veteran, a mother, a wife. That was for the people. And I won over 90 counties. So how do you lose with over 90 counties?
Right. You don't. Out of 102. You don't. And that's why, everybody, communication. The stories need to be told. Every one of you watching, you need to talk about the August 20th and 21st. You need to share this episode with Peggy everywhere, because your story, what you did, will not be in vain. You know, sometimes just people, you think of all the people that are going to watch what you're, what's happened to you, and they're going to be, their eyes are going to be opened up. It's maybe that, you know, for, you know, maybe God's plan is just, you know, you have what happened to you, open up all the eyes in Illinois that we, you know, Illinois is a lot like in Minnesota here. I feel that, you know, almost Illinois and Minnesota, we feel like we're, it's like an uphill climb of epic proportions, a biblical, you know, we have been blue since 72, and we have the same thing here, our GOP, let's just put this in and keep the same old little click going, the same old thing, and they don't realize, they might not even realize how evil, the evil that's come in now, because you know what, you know, I don't even know. There's so much tentacles to all this evil going on and all this stuff going on. People ask me all the time, who's in on this, Mike? I'm going, well, do you want a list? I can tell you who's not in on it.
Republican Party of Illinois is so corrupt.
It's easy for me to name who's not in on it. And, you know, Lara Logan's doing this movie. It's called Selection Code. And I asked her the other day, I said, well, you know, what's in the movie, whatever. And I'm talking to her. And she, Mike, I said, what do you think so far in your investigation? 7 month investigation she's done. Here's what she said. She goes, people ask me all the time, did you find any fraud? And you know what she says to him? I can't find any place there isn't any fraud.
Exactly.
And that's a fact. But like I said, Peggy, the 2020 election will go down in history as the most important election ever. And elections like yours that followed that, leading up to this great breakthrough we're going to get, well, are so important, even though it looks like, you know, right now that, you know, all the time you spent going around Illinois, you're a hero as far as I'm concerned. All the time you spent, that story you have needs to be told over and over and over again. Because I know you told me last night, you're not quitting. You're not just going to go, oh, that person won. If anything else, if you keep telling your story, and I'm going to get you on a lot of other shows, that your story needs to be told, just like so many others that work so hard in these primaries to have their own party go, no, we're going to put, you're going to select here. And everyone says, well, why would you select, why would our own party select a candidate that doesn't have a chance? They're doing it on purpose. They're part of it. They're corrupt. They're part of it.
They're corrupt. They are so dirty. And for them to, and then they had the audacity, Mike, to call me and said, well, you have this platform, over 1 million followers. We want you to push our candidate through to victory.
Wow.
They wanted me to put a rubber stamp on her and say that we need to unite the party. I went into the Black community. I went into the Asian community. I went into the Muslim community. I went into the Hispanic community, talking to all these groups. And the first thing they said was, you are a breath of fresh air. Wow. You are somebody that's going to fight for us. And you remind me of President Trump.
That's exactly what happened.
They would tell me.
That's what happened with Minnesota with Doug when he decided to keep running. We're different here. He can keep running even without their endorsement. And they said, come on, Doug, you should endorse him. You jump on board to our candidate. We said, no way. Doug's running. Doug's going to win. Thank you, Peggy, so much. I know I'm hearing the music. We're out of time. We're going to have you back on. Your story will be told over and over again. God bless you for all you do. You are an American hero. Brandon,
thank you.
Great show, Brandon.
Thank you, Peggy. Great interview, Peggy. Thank you for your courage. Folks, that's the Lindell Report. Don't forget, support this broadcast. Support this network. Support Mike's work to elevate the story of great Americans like Peggy. Go and get yourself the best coffee. This is awesome. You'll love it. We got our pack today. You're going to love it. That's all I can say. You got to try it. It's only available at my store right now, mystore.com. Use the code COFFEE7. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.